Welcome to On Tap Daily for July 31st, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world, what's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. The story I want to lead with today is a piece of legislation that every e-commerce merchant in the United States needs to understand. New Jersey Governor Mickey Sherrill signed the Fair Price Protection Act on July 23rd, and Retail Dive covered it yesterday as it starts to get wider attention. This law bans businesses from using consumer data to set individualized prices. If you're showing a returning visitor a different price than a new visitor based on their browsing history, purchase patterns, or any personally identifiable data, that's now illegal in New Jersey. Violations are treated as consumer fraud with fines up to $20,000. And here's the critical point for online retailers. If you sell to customers in New Jersey, this applies to you regardless of where your business is headquartered. The law does still allow loyalty program discounts and promotions for broadly defined groups like teachers or veterans. But individualized pricing, where your system charges one customer more than another based on what it knows about them, is now off limits. Maryland is pursuing similar legislation, and several other states are watching closely. If you're using any kind of AI-driven pricing optimization tool, now is the time to audit exactly how it generates prices and whether any of those inputs would constitute personal data under these emerging regulations. Shifting to Shopify, there's a significant expansion to flag. As of today, Shopify Collective is available in 36 additional countries. For those unfamiliar, Collective lets one Shopify store sell products from another Shopify store without holding inventory. The supplying merchant handles fulfillment, the selling merchant handles the customer relationship, and everything syncs natively within Shopify. Previously, this was largely a US-focused feature. Now it becomes a genuine cross-border tool, and for merchants considering international expansion, this matters. You can effectively test demand in a new market by partnering with a local supplier, listing their products and measuring what happens without investing in warehousing, import compliance, or local fulfillment infrastructure. It doesn't replace full market entry, but it significantly lowers the risk of testing whether a new geography is worth entering. This arrives alongside other Shopify international improvements, and Managed Markets now handles EU buyer cancellation and return rules, and the 8 currency cap on multi-currency payouts has been removed entirely. Also on the Shopify platform side, there's a security-focused change worth noting. Merchants now see detailed partner information on every collaborator access request, including how long the partner has been on Shopify, the country they're registered in, the country the request was sent from, and how many active store collaborations they have. This is a direct response to bad actors attempting to social engineer their way into merchant stores through collaborator accounts. For merchants, it means you now have meaningful signal before granting admin access. For agencies and developers, your track record on the platform now speaks for itself in every request you send. On the AI and measurement front, there are two stories that connect nicely. First, a Harness report covered by Retail Dive found that roughly $1 in $4 spent on AI goes to waste across enterprises. More than half of respondents said their organization lacks a dedicated owner for AI costs. Only 1 in 5 can identify the source of unexpected AI cost spikes within hours. Most use 3 or more AI providers with different pricing structures. The takeaway isn't that AI spending is bad. It's that AI cost governance hasn't caught up with AI adoption speed, and that gap is expensive. Second, and relatedly, a study covered by Search Engine Land found that AI models favor familiar brands in search. 63% of brand-specific AI searches involved one of each model's 5 most familiar brands. Models searched for familiar brands 41 to 82% of the time versus 9 to 23% for unfamiliar brands. Now, we covered ghost citations earlier this week, the finding that AI uses your content but doesn't name your brand. This study adds another dimension. AI doesn't just fail to name smaller brands, it actively recommends larger ones. For e-commerce merchants, this creates a double disadvantage in AI-driven discovery. You're less likely to be recommended, and even when your content is used, you're less likely to be named. Building a strong, consistent entity graph across third-party sources isn't just nice to have anymore, it's a competitive necessity as AI search grows. And finally, Google is now testing AI-generated descriptions in shopping ads, expanding an experiment they confirmed earlier this month. If you're running shopping campaigns, Google's AI may start writing product descriptions in your ads rather than using the ones you provide in your feed. For merchants with carefully crafted product copy, this raises legitimate concerns about brand voice and accuracy. Monitor your shopping ad creative closely and provide feedback through the ad reporting interface if AI-generated descriptions misrepresent your products. The thread through today's stories is the tension between automation and control. Pricing algorithms automating themselves into regulatory trouble. AI spending expanding faster than the governance to manage it. AI search models making recommendations based on brand familiarity rather than relevance. And advertising platforms generating copy on merchants' behalf. In each case, the technology works, but the question of who controls the outcome and who's accountable when it goes wrong remains unanswered. The merchants who insist on clear governance, transparent methodology, and meaningful human oversight of their automated systems are the ones who'll navigate this landscape with their margins and reputations intact. That's your On Tap Daily for July 31st, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.